All right, we are back at the Philadelphia Democratic National Convention, and the great Will Durst has joined us for the third day in a row.
Honored to be here.
Along with?
On the drive with Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller. Do I know
Talk
Will
about
Durst.
Legendary.
You know Will Durst.
You get kicked out of comedy if you ever answer no to that question.
Yeah.
What?
I've clawed my way to the middle.
That's how they know you're a Russian spy working for Donald Trump.
Do you believe
Will Durst?
He's actually climbing into bed with Russian mobsters?
Yes.
I mean, how bad does he want this thing?
Yes. Who could have possibly foreseen such a thing about Donald Trump?
Another billionaire. Putin's a billionaire. Yep. Some people say that Putin is the seventh richest man on the planet. And yet, he didn't have any money when he was the head of the KGB. So it all happened after he became premier,
of course,
as opposed to America, where it happens before. So we're different.
Yeah.
That's the main difference in the two countries.
Well, I was telling you my story, Will, about Sexy Liberal Philadelphia, which was going fantastic until I fell 8 feet into the orchestra pit. I can't promise anything that spectacular at the Herbst August 6th.
I don't know.
I got to try to top that.
Yeah, good luck
with that. How do you top that?
But I had to go to the in an ambulance to the emergency room, but the punchline is Gloria Allred went with me in the ambulance.
So there's lots
of money
coming.
So not an ambulance chaser, actually, in the ambulance.
No, an intern.
Let me just tell you how fast your service is in the hospital when you bring Gloria Allred with you.
With Gloria Allred as your attorney, there probably soon won't be any Wells Fargo banks.
Right.
You're
going
to have all the money.
It would have helped if Bill Cosby would have roofied me and groped me in the ambulance, but that didn't happen.
So what happened?
There was no glow tape. There were no monitors. There was no, and the lights are in your eyes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I took a misstep. I just do a lot of physical stuff on stage. And
and this was Sunday night. And
you're okay.
Performing
look
with
at
John
you.
Fugelson.
Yes, I'm
your
all right. But no, we were afraid I broke my neck because I literally fell and then my head snapped. And I was like, oh, that's it. That was like, oh, $1 million baby, next Sexy Liberal tour.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
How was the club?
Pardon me?
How was the club where it was?
Oh,
it was
Walnut Street Theater. Walnut Street
Theater.
Oh,
I thought it was here. Oh,
no, it was here in Philly.
Yeah, but I thought it was in this convention center Sunday night before the...
Yeah, 16,000
people. Now,
that's
a long drop there. Okay. I go from one of the skyboxes.
I don't know why I thought that.
But the Walnut Street Theater is a gorgeous venue.
Yeah. Yes. Gorgeous and as is the Herbst, where we will be August 6th.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy
that's
Liberal
like
Comedy Tour.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
So how do you deal with the show? Do you have, while you're on the road, who does the show?
We're doing it from here this week. We're broadcasting live.
No, but I mean,
here.
When you're on the road,
we only do a Saturday night. We've been doing like one a month Saturday nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so we go. We go on from San Francisco to Chicago, New York, L.A., and we're doing one a month, big show. And we're just announcing tomorrow that Fathom Events is going to put it in movie theaters all over the country, November 7th, Monday night.
No kid.
They're going to take the L.A. show November 5th, and it's going to be in movie theaters all over the country. November 7th, right the night before the election, the big get out the vote, Sexy Liberal extravaganza.
Beautiful.
With celebrity guests and yada, yada, yada.
The day before the election.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
I think that's not supposed to be announced till tomorrow, but tomorrow go to fathomevents.com.
Well,
oh, God, Stephen, you got it out of me.
It's our listener. He doesn't mind. He won't tell anyone.
Listener, don't tell anyone else.
Her show is live streaming on Free Speech TV.
That's right,
yeah,
which Will's working for this week. Same with Bill Press, his show.
I'm doing some commentaries for him.
Fantastic. Good. Why haven't you been on my show? When are you coming on my show?
I would love to.
What are you doing tomorrow? Oh, sorry, I'm just doing some booking. Tomorrow?
That's fine.
Friday?
Friday, I got to leave 6 a.m.
Oh, never mind.
But if you have room tomorrow.
Tomorrow, let's do it.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
I'm sorry.
No, that's
I just
fine.
Yelled out another man's name right in front of you.
It's the last day.
I just ignored you. It's like we're in a three-way, and I suddenly was paying way more attention to him. And you're like, what?
I've been there before many times. Don't worry.
Understand.
I'm used to it. I'm used to it, yeah. What's up with you today, Will?
Oh, just madness. Downtown, I was on 7th and Market, and I felt I had a radio hit with Pacifica Radio, Connie Pinko, Yell Right Bastard people.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm here live on 7th and Market. She said, you're in San Francisco? And I totally realized. I totally forgot,
There's a 7th and Market in San Francisco.
There is.
So, but it was hot.
It's hot as balls hot. Here.
I blame the media, the liberal media elites.
Yeah.
Elite media, whatever they are.
Yeah,
that's
why. Sure.
All the hot air.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's hell on earth getting in and out, but once you're in here, it's pretty damn cool.
I loved last night. I'm a chick. Yeah. I love the 1971, I met a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Say what you will. If Donald Trump had to give that speech, he'd be like, 1971, I met a girl. 73, she gained a couple pounds, dumped her. Dumped that bitch. 76, I met another girl. Then she hit 30, boom, you're fired. I forget her name now, but she screwed up the speech. She's fired. Not quite as romantic.
Yeah, that was very cute, I thought, last night. And I was glad that they didn't boo the hell out of him or anything. It was fun speech to watch because it was so personal.
It was, and it also humanized Hillary. And they weren't able to do that to Donald Trump.
Hello.
Not even his kids.
Hillary's always been a human.
That's what I've read.
It's one of my bugaboos, and people say she needs to be humanized.
No, she's no longer a human. She's like a political cyborg. Have you heard her laugh?
Listen, I'm a vagina voter, and my vagina's on fire this morning, Will.
One of those single-issue voters.
Yes.
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 You and the NRA.
When she smashed through that glass last night, I had a little tiny orgasm, a little bit.
Have a seat, Joe.
Some of the shards.
Joe Garofoli from the Chronicles here.
Will Durst.
Hi, Joe.
Back with us, Will Durst and Stephanie Miller.
Hello. It's getting crowded in here. Hello.
We got a headphones?
Oh, okay. He's the major
shove off.
Political reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle.
He's the man.
Yeah.
The great one.
Wow.
Drive Hall of Famer, as is Will Durst.
I'm sucking up to you then. Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. August 6th, Herbst Theater. Get on it. All right. Yeah. Big story.
And Stephanie, by the way, you got to come on our show on the phone, do a phoner during that week before
the
Herbst.
Yes, please, sir.
And become a regular.
It would be fantastic. What else
great.
Am I doing?
I mean, I tried to get your show.
Single, childless loser. Not doing anything, Will.
I tried to get your show on our station. It didn't happen, so let's make it a regular.
All
That'll
right,
piss him off.
Ha-ha, neener.
Yeah, neener.
Suck it.
We're going to be talking to Joe Garofoli from the Chronicle in just a few minutes. So, I don't know.
You're lost, aren't you,
I am
Steven?
Lost. I'm so tired.
Me too.
It's almost over.
And I've been laughing so hard in the last
week.
It's like summer camp for political nerds, isn't it? The convention every.
Yeah,
it's a little sensory overload. You're like, when is this over?
The people watching is spectacular.
I know.
I'm using a cane because of my back. And
oh my God, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar walked by us today.
Oh yeah.
And one of my African American co-hosts went magic. I was like, oh my God, you're so racist. They don't all look alike.
No, 1'7" 2.
It's like he doesn't look anything like magic.
He's only 6'9".
He doesn't look anything like magic.
Inches.
That's brilliant. Any word from Dan Rather? We're trying to get Dan on. Nothing yet. Okay. The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I get it. We're just space fillers for Dan Rather. Do you see what he just said?
No, but I
there?
Called you the great Stephanie Miller. I didn't call him the great Dan Rather.
Whatever.
You pointed
that
out.
Again, where's his body work?
The Stephanie Miller Show. How many markets now?
Who can say?
Yeah.
A bunch. And Sirius XM. And, you know, we're on the iHeart app and the TuneIn app and the Stitcher and the this and the that.
I listen on Sirius XM.
There you go.
It's a cool show, folks.
Thank you.
You can go to StephanieMiller.com. And the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour with John Fugelsang and...
Frangela. The African-American comedy duo. They are fantastic.
Okay. It's all coming up August 6th at the Herbst. Get tickets now. And
Sexy Liberal, the book on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, and the book. I got to read the book.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number one. Wow. Just came out in paperback.
Oh, congratulations.
It's the number one e-book.
That.
Will, try to keep up.
Man.
I practically stalk you.
I'm still in Cleveland.
I'm on the Google. I'm on the Twitter. What's Will doing?
She's mocking now.
Did you
hear that?
I
get mocked. Mocked by the great.
Yes, well, if you're being mocked, you would choose Stephanie Miller
do
the mocking.
That was a drive-by mocking. I'm leaving now. That's it. Had it
Stephanie
with
Miller, love you. Love
you,
the show.
Honey. Love
and
you
we
long
will,
time.
We will see you at the Herbst, and we'll talk to you on the show the week of.
Yes, and thank you.
Thank you so much for popping by. We'll be back with Will Durst and Joe Garofoli from The Chronicle. Live, your Sonoma County Convention Connection with KSRO and the North Bay Business Journal. I have a hard time remembering exactly the right way to say that. I don't know why, but we'll be back on the drive.